Lecture topic, anger and tolerance.
In Islam, the most important thing is Hilm. Hilm means tolerance. Tolerance is the most important thing in Islam. You may think it as a small thing, but tolerance is something which is so important in everyone's life. He's faced with different situations and conditions. Now he must know this much. If he has tolerance in him, he will be able to save the situation. But if he does not have tolerance in him, then he will lose out. And also it says, and must not get angry. Anger is something that anger will come. No one is free from anger, but don't act on that anger. Don't act. Those people who don't get angry at all, because they are too high now. They're very high. We can't reach them. We can't reach them, but we can do one thing, that we don't act on anger. Do not act on it. We are human. We can face all the situation. Someone tells you something, you get affected, but don't defect. There must be no defect in it. You must not say something then out. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said a very nice thing. Hazrat says ke yaad rakhna ke Hazrat says ke gussa ustad hai. This anger is ustad. Let me tell you, very few people are free from anger. That's why they say that you can make ibadat everything, but if you want the highest level in Jannah, Husne Khulq. Husne? Good character. And good character can only come when you bring in tolerance in you. Tolerance. That every time when you get angry, you don't follow it. You don't act on it. It's obvious it's going to be difficult in the beginning, but continue doing it, you win. You fall down, you crawl, you wake up. As it says, anger is something from start. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi made it very clear that this tolerance, it brings about order in you. When you learn to begin to have tolerance in you, it brings about order in you. Order. In sense this much, that whatever you do not haste. You do not haste. If someone tells you something, just do not flare up. This flare up is not good. In Urdu, it's chochara panta. Do not flare. The wife told you something, you flare. You tell the wife something, so she flare up too. Then they start flying after that. This flare up, this is something, why did you flare up? For what? A small child told you something, you flare up. If some outsider tell you something, you flare up. See? So in other words, we are lacking tolerance. Lacking? You are faced with different situations. Imam Ghazali says that if you got tolerance in you, you'll become very, very careful and conscious of what you say. You should consider very carefully, I'm saying this thing here, makes sense or not. That person is blowing his mouth there. The wife is blowing her mouth there. She cannot blow her mouth, but now you talk and say, no, be careful now. She's saying this, she's saying that, she's saying all kinds of things. You rather hold on. Don't say the wrong thing. You have to become very strong. At work, you get some good workers. Now it so happened that, you know, they are so thin that, you know, my boss cannot do without me. So he has his own ways. Now you think to yourself this much that, you know, this is what happens. But let me consider to carefully, I must not say something wrong. The moment I say something wrong, then you see now the ball goes in his court. I know one case came to me like that. The person was very good. So good he was a master. And he was bringing a lot of money to the boss. And the boss flipped with him and told him one, two words. Instead of the boss talking, this person woke up. and told about the mouthful. And thereafter he says, Nabopashkar, what did he leave you? Why did you cause the thing to happen that you perceive those kind of words, that way he had to leave? But gradually, alhamdulillah, they came to some settlement, but then he had his own ways. The reason is because we not have helpfulness. Tolerance we don't have. Tolerance is something which you must have all the time. My Hazrat always tell us this much, Gussa pass na'ai. Gussa pass. Okay, you got angry, but do not act on it. Turn away from there. Nabi Karim, walk away from there. Walk away. No matter how they do not. Ali radiallahu anhu said that when you make a judgment of anything, do at a time of anger, not any judgment. Walk away from there. So this tolerance brings about a lot of conscious in person, not to do anything in hurry. You know, in every way he had tolerance in him. In that way you will be safe from a lot of problems. However, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat giving this majlis, this is the majlis of Hazrat I am giving now. That Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a dream. You all know the dream, in the 26 para it is. That is, you saw a dream that he's going to Makkah to perform Umrah. When he saw the dream, he told the Sahaba Ikram that, listen, I've seen the dream and we're now going to go to Makkah. And that was it for the Sahabas. Oh, you know how, you know, there's so much anxiousness to go to Makkah. To leave Makkah was something so difficult for them. But now to go back to Makkah was something they were looking forward to. However, they all got ready, the Jamaat got ready, and they're going. Happily going now. But on the way, in Surah Hudaybiyah, that place called Hudaybiyah, that's where the Kuffars met the Muslims. Now remember one thing, Mahazad gave us this incident for us to listen to something very carefully, the lesson behind it. Immediately the Kuffar came and stopped the Muslims. The Muslims said, hey, you know, this is a nice offering to have a fight with these people now. Nice to have a fight. The moment you think you're having a fight with them, Nabi Karim stopped it. No, no, hold it, hold it. This is what you call tolerance. This is what you call that you're in a position when you can do something very much. You can be, you know, you can reach success. You can finish them up too. But no, no. Teaching us a very big lesson, tolerance. No, don't do that. It's not that what you're supposed to do. Not. So immediately after that, they have stopped. Now when they stopped again, then so happened now, they now decided, the Prophet said, now you see, the reason why Nabi Karim stopped them, what was the reason for that? He had in his heart kindness, compassion, mercy. This reminded me of Hazrat, you know, has so much of compassion and love and kindness for a person. A person comes with the biggest problem for Hazrat, the way he gives him Allahu Akbar. That when he walks away from there, he's so happy. This is what we are lacking. We have got compassion in us. We have got kindness in us. We have got mercy in us. You understand? And this is what we have to have. The Nabi Karim was so, his whole body was full of compassion, full of kindness, full of mercy. He does not know what's the meaning of harming someone. So when he told the Sahabas, no, you cannot do anything about it, you cannot do anything, just leave him alone. Because of his tolerance and high level. He stopped them from causing war, to create a war. Immediately after that, what happened? You must know this much then now. He said that, you know, we won't perform Umrah this year, we'll perform Umrah next year. If we have to do that, we're going on a flight now. And at the airport, say, no, sorry, man, the flight is delayed to a little bit. Khalas, next year, you're going to do what happened to you? There's so much lessons we can learn from here. That so nicely he said, with so much of, you know, patience, we will perform Umrah next year. So much of shock they came with, so much zeal they came with. With all that, when the time Nabi Karim told them that we're going to perform Umrah next year, they did not say anything. But you and I, when we booked our ticket and go, we met everyone, when you go to the airport, say, sorry, you know, the flight is delayed or it's cancelled, and the doors are closed there, khalas. So how much is learned from that? Nabi comes to tell us that whatever happens, we must be able to accept it. There's a lesson behind everything. Nabi comes to say, accept it. However, the Sahaba Ikram said them quietly, they didn't say any word. Then came the biggest problem in the time when signed the treaty. A peace treaty was signed. That was something to consider. Because everything that was doing there was against the command, against the conditions, against the Muslims. Everything was against the Muslims. For the peace treaty, the papers, the name of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they object to that too. Object to that too? No, must, Bismillah, no, they object that too. Everything, look at the tolerance he had in him. You know, this thing is the must, if we don't take a lesson, because a lesson that we have to have all the time, I'ma tolerate if someone tells me, no matter how bad he tells me something, I'ma tolerate it. It might not affect me. I'm telling you, that is the quality that we're supposed to have in us. That must come into us. If a person can feel the worst thing, he can belittle you to the ground, it must, you must not feel. How come he belittled me? Like one lady told me this morning, they say, I cannot take someone insulting me. I say, what insult are you talking about? He's been insulted so much, it did not affect him. Who are we? Rasulullah was so insulted so badly, but it did not affect him. We, what if someone tell you one small insult, we get affected. But not be like that. If someone insults us, Mati, the Sunnah, the Abhikar Sallallahu. We will be able to tolerate every nonsense, everyone's nonsense. The tolerance of what you have in you. However, the conditions were that no Nama, no Bismillah, no Rasulullah, but Ibn Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah. Now you must know how Ali radiallahu ta'ala is writing the thing. And Nabi Kanatu, oh Abu Ali, now write it down. Say, you are all one right. Look at the muhabbat that he had. It's beyond me to write this. You know, it reminds me how much respect they had Nabi. He had respect of that kind. How much respect do we have for Nabi as our Sunnah is concerned? Do we have respect for the Sunnah of Nabi? Leave alone miswak, we don't want to use a miswak properly too. The miswak is something the person knows every time you use a miswak. You can have the intention of cleaning my teeth, but if you use a miswak, Ya Allah, this is the Sunnah of Nabi, and you are so happy with it. If a person used that thing without iman, something with a, and it's a weapon. It's a weapon at the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the fight was carrying on among the kuffar. He said, why are we delayed? We're not getting victory. What's the reason for that? The first thing they began to think, we must have missed some sunnah that makes. It's who left so much, that's what reminds you. And they realized this month that they forgot to make the sunnah and the miswak. And the miswak was used and they saw the kuffar, saw, hey, there's something going to happen to us. And the tables turned and Muslim the victory. The barakat of miswak. The barakat of miswak. The barakat of miswak is also, inshallah, by using the right way, that will make you, protect you from saying the wrong thing from your mouth. Our intention will be right. So our decision, as Ali radiallahu anhu did not, but then written in one riwayat that, you know what I mean, it was Allah Ta'ala to Mu'jiza, that he written his name. One riwayat, some other person was told to write his name. Whatever it was written. But try to tell you the love that they have for Rasulullah. You don't even have love for your ustad today. Leave alone everything else, you don't even love your ustad today. I've given love of ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah. Not a small man, very big man. When he should walk, Nabi can always cover him. When he should walk, the covering that the shadow of Allah will be with him all the time, because the people should harm him. Allah, he was so close, Nabi. When his Shaykh, Haji Dagur Rahman, wrote a kitab and told, listen, check the kitab out. He saw the kitab and he saw one word not correctly. Now, if we are there, we tell Ustad, oh, you made a mistake. How can you make a mistake? You run Ustad down completely. And you think you are someone. You think you are someone. He told Ustad, Hazrat, I do not understand this. Please let me know what it is. I do not understand this thing, Hazrat. I don't understand. Ji haan, mujhse galti ho gayi. But just look at it, what he said, I do not understand. He knew the mistake, everything. But consider how you consider things before you think. No, the most important thing, how you consider and keep people's heart and respect. Sajid do not understand this. Today, one young alim, one big alim make a mistake, he takes mistake out and he advertises it. You know, this. And hear what the sheikh says. My sheikh made mistake, did not tell me mistake. I do not understand it. Everything we have to learn to do this. However, then this was this peace treaty was signed, and they were told that so one of the things that you carry sword with you, you can't carry on a, you know, on a neck and all that, you have to carry in a bag. In other words, you cannot use the sword at all. With that you can come, with that intention. Just imagine all kind of conditions were told in front of us. Sahaba were very concerned. You must know how Umar was there too. They had all the means of making a noise, they didn't know they cannot make a noise for them. Khamush. Quiet. You have no right to speak a word. However, it so happened day after they said, now this is also that when our people come to you, the kuffar come to you, you must return them. You must return them. And when your people come to you, we won't return them. If your people, the Muslims, come to the kuffar, we won't return them. How difficult is that now? With all that Nabi come, just kept quiet. He don't koi baat. Let it happen. Why? Nazar kaha hai? Un par hai. Who's nazar where? Nazar Allah Ta'ala. He says he's looking at us. You know, he reminds of Hazrat Ibrahim al-Salam. When he was put in the fire, Jibreel Islam gave me one help. He says that he's enough for my help. He sees me. He sees me, he knows everything. I don't need anyone to help. So he has also same thing, whatever the conditions are put forward, but he says, he knows what is happening. Allah knows what is happening, and he knows what is best for us. However, that was also. Just imagine after that, that he was signed, one person became Muslim. He became a Muslim, they did not allow him to go back to Medina. Nabi Karim from Zainab. When that incident took place, Hazrat Umar radhi Allahu anhu was very angry. He told Ya Rasulullah, are you not a true Nabi of Allah? Is your deen not true? Why are you following this batil? My mother, Nabi Karim, look at this also to teach us how Hazrat Umar speaking. He's speaking with all that. Nabi did not speak in a harsh way. Very, very softly. Hey Umar, there is some wisdom in that. There is some. Everything, there's a wisdom. There's a wisdom. So, Umar, remember one thing. If you understand very carefully, if we had allowed to we all to fight, this world should not be born Muslim anymore. This Islam was not spread through a sword, it was spread through akhlaq. Spread was akhlaq. Because of all what they have done, day after the Muslim, the non-Muslim became Muslim, Islam increased day by day because of this action of akhlaq. Nothing else. Then only come to realize, look at the wisdom behind this. They are, Muhammad said, they just look at it, that how much of problem Nabi Karim had, the tolerance, that he did not allow them to fight anything, and the outcome is this, that the whole world became Muslim now. Showing us, he is saying again this much, I'm trying to tell you all that you must have tolerance in you. Why don't you have tolerance? He came back to the first part of it, but he says, you know, that do not get angry. Anger is not good. Always have good akhlaq in you. So he says, come back, he says, do not get rude out, have tolerance in you. Do not do anything in haste. Now I'm going to give you three incidents that took place in our country in these few days. One person come to our majlis. MashaAllah, is very, very good. Alhamdulillah, akhlaq, everything. But you'll be tested at the time when you come to know how much you got in you, how much water you have, how deep you are. Now this person, MashaAllah, always for years he's come to majlis. It so happened that he had a problem at work. And he spoke to me before that. I told him, listen, be careful how you speak. I just told him, be careful how you speak. However, You can't blame him too much. You can't talk bad about him too. He went there and it so happened that the people who were working for him, they got into a misunderstanding. And in that, the big fight took place. Now at that time, it's very important for you to be tolerant. Be careful what you speak. Because the moment you speak the wrong thing, what happens? When that person spoke wrong, he lost himself. When he lost himself, he told the person, "You fired." The moment he told the person, "Fired, thank you very much." You know where they'll go to? And straight with you and dead. And you got another email coming, we got a meeting with you. Or tell me why that happened. I'm trying to tell why it happened. Because of why? The same thing Hazrat says. Imam Ghazali says, you do not have tolerance. If someone tells you anything, think very carefully. Be very careful how you speak. Otherwise, what will happen? You lose yourself and you say the wrong things. And then you do not know how to come out of the problems. Another incident. Sad to say, this now took place just now in these few days. I told the woman, be careful how you speak. Lady, ladies, you can't stop them. When they start blah, 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 they carry on. They'll carry on talking. You can't stop them. You can never stop a woman. I promise you, they never can. You can. She can make a whole night she'll speak to you. You forget your sleep too. So how careful you have to be. So this woman, I told her, what's wrong with you? Why are you talking so much? No, I don't. I said, do me a favor. If your husband not talking, he mustn't talk to. Now you talking, I get sick and all that. You get more sick. It so happens, an incident took place, and I told her, make sabr and just forget about it. She did not make sabr and she blew up. Day after she phoned me up, I told her, what happened? She's telling me, I told her, listen, what did I tell you? Then she said, Maulana, teach me how to not to become hate, to do things hasty. After she does everything wrong, she said, Maulana, teach me how not to do anything hasty. I said, every day I'm telling not to do it hasty. So what we're learning from what I'm saying from what is happening today. The man told his wife talaq. He told his wife talaq. And I told him, be careful what you do. But what's your meaning? Now he's running around to muftis and all now. Can you please help me out? I've got a problem now. What's the problem now? Please, man, can we get together? Some people are living together with my husband and wife. And they're not supposed to be living together. But what's the reason for these things? It's tolerance. You're not able to talk. You break your own families, you break because of this thing. So this is more important that we must have in us talk. You go outside, someone tells you something. You heard this madrasa now. You go outside, you come in the car. You come in the car, another person made you wait to sleep, but you forgot the tolerance was off. You forgot. You gave 2-3 words, that was your 10 words. So what did we learn? See, this is not something we have to consider very carefully. What did we learn? What did we learn? At home, what did we learn? At the children, what did we learn? At work, what did we learn? With the public, what did we learn? The Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us this. That he said very nicely, he says, that at all times, because he was full of compassion, full of mercy, full of kindness, and that can only come in one way. If you don't have to have pride in you. You don't have? If you have humility in you, humble, you know. As Hadi Imdala says, everyone you must be very kind to. You must be stay with adab with everyone. You respect everyone. Then only this quality will come into you where you can tolerate people. Where you can tolerate people, you have to. You will be able to face people. You may tolerate nonsense to all kinds of people. Otherwise, you do nothing. This majlis was specially for this that which I'm seeing people have. Look at one person, one friend of mine, he comes to the majlis. He may be here too. This is what happened. Alhamdulillah, he's a very good person, very conscious. He gave his new driver to drive his car. And he's driving the car by mistake, the Muslim knocked on for the road morning. So that African, that black man came out and he came to now fight with him. So this person, instead of using the word tolerance in him and keeping quiet, just listened to him and then talked to him, He became even worse than him. He became so worse. And therefore demanded some money. So he took out the money and gave him. Why didn't he give the poor man the money without making noise? He made a big noise. He had a misunderstanding with him. And then he took out money to give him. From poor, why do you not have that tolerance in you that no matter what he said, this is what I'm saying you, my dear friends, you do not know you can lose your life like that. You can use life. We know so many people, don't you know one case, I don't know, some time ago, coming down the lift, and the person came there and he parked a car in the wrong place, and he went there to fight with him, and the person took the gun and shot him. What was the reason for that? Why was it called for? Because we got no tolerance. We got no tolerance. You want to say whatever you want to say. So what do we learn from this? My dear friend, I'm saying this to say because I want, we must have the quality in us. Anyone can tell us anything, we become kind and compassionate. He does not mean salam to us, but you must be salam to us. This is what the majlis is all about. Why you reading namaz, mashallah? You reading Quran, mashallah? You making zikr, mashallah? You carry on making those things. But this is what makes you someone. This is what you become someone. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala that whatever I have said, Allah Ta'ala will amal kalli ki perfect nasib from the wa'akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa billahi wa akhtubu. Bismillah wa sallam. Sayyidun Muslim. Sallallahu ta'ala wa ta'ala wa sallam. Rabbana hablana wa nisbatina. Wadubiyyatina kubwata'ana. Wajalla limtaqidina. Allah ma'asina khibatana fil umuri kulliya wa jinnah min khizi dunya wa azabi akhirah. ربنا اتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بارك الله فيك.